हरे राम
हरे राम
हरे राम
हरे राम
राम राम
राम राम
हरे हरे
हरे हरे
थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर योर ट्रेडिशनल स्वीट रशियन वेलकम Is it Tata? All right. You're very, you know about this. Why, if I say Russian, the Tatars might not like it? Well, I'm an outsider. You can forgive me. I don't know all these details. No, but generally throughout the country that is known as Russia, even though it has various states within it, there is a very sweet welcome from the devotees. And actually, in all the ex-USSR, we find this. So maybe there was something good about communism after all. Is it because of communism that you're giving such a nice welcome? Well, in one sense, maybe yes. In as much as, of course, we're talking about political and social factors here, but they also are to be considered. Srila Prabhupada said that Krishna created the hippie movement to facilitate my preaching. So, well, the hippies were, at least some of them, were ready to receive Srila Prabhupada's message because they were disgusted with the grossly materialistic American way of life. And one reason that Krishna consciousness has been received so well in the ex-communist bloc, one social and cultural reason we can say, is because they didn't have the gross materialism that was in the Western world. People are not as spoiled as they are in the Western world. What do you think, Ramesh? There's a difference between Germany and Kazan, right? A lot of difference in the whole outlook towards life. A few years ago, I was traveling. I was in Russia. Traveling in Russia. Then I came overland to Latvia and Lithuania, going west. Then I came to Poland, and then Berlin. And, you know, Berlin, you've been there to Berlin? It's one of the most degraded cities in the world. So you could see, like, from Russia. Actually, I was here in Tatarstan, and I came to St. Petersburg, which is already, you know, more modern. And then you go to Lithuania, which is more westernized, a little bit. And then you go to Poland, which is, you know, really getting in the mood of westernization, but they've got a long way to go still. Then you go to Berlin, which is the pits. So you could see as I was going west, you could see the cultural degradation. So communism, they didn't have the gross materialism, but they, to a large extent, they suppressed religious practice. So when Prabhupada's movement came, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement came, that vacuum, that spiritual vacuum, many people found the answer in the Maha Mantra. Yeah, I'm saying it in Russia, in the ex-communist world. So this is very much part of Russian, and even more so part of Tatar culture, that people like to get together with their friends and sing with harmoniums and dance. Harmonium, what's it called? Accordion. So our only request is leave the vodka behind, and instead of singing silly love songs, sing about Krishna. And this warmth, this human spirit of feelingness, we can direct that towards Krishna. So there's a lot of work to do. We have to make the whole of Tatarstan Krishna conscious. It's possible. It's not impossible. You have all taken to Krishna consciousness. Previously, you could not have imagined coming to this, isn't it? But by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you have come. So everyone can take to this. If it's presented nicely, then why will people refuse to take nice food, to sing and dance? Some fanatical people will protest. But many, many people can take to Krishna. Many people already are appreciating that there's something good here. Even though they don't know much about our movement, they appreciate that there's something good. So we have to preach more and more. What's the program today? Who's the boss? Yeah. Harinam? With Krishna Kishore, there's always Harinam. He's like his guru. He likes to chant the holy names and sings very sweetly, like his guru also. So, what is that? Harinam? That's scheduled? Or is that just a new suggestion? The reporters are supposed to come now. You can turn the light off, that's not needed. You're unnecessarily giving money to the government. Okay, fine. A lot of devotees came from different places, huh? Already coming from Morshansk and Moscow and Izhevsk. Izhevsk is not very far. All right. Where else are they coming from? Chibuksara. All right, that's almost local. You're in Chibuksara now? Yeah. I came from Navarishni Chong. All right, I think you all have to take prasadam. Is it? Yeah, that's also an important program. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.